Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio. And I can say this last 2 weeks, more than 2 weeks, went pretty fast. I missed my live radio show. Hopefully, everybody was listening to some shows that were pre-recorded before. But anyway, it's nothing like a live show in studio, in our studio with amazing guests, which I'm so lucky that I have Sherry and her friend with me today, because we will be talking about some serious topics, but life works magical way. I am not sure why I was so stuck on idea when I was in Europe, because I was traveling with my daughter. I was just stuck on Sherry to be on my show. And we didn't see each other for probably 6 years. And I felt like, Sherry, this, I need to write to her. I need to write. She was only one that I wrote first, and you responded to me, yes, you can make this date. I was very, very happy. Then, obviously, I started looking deeper back to your Facebook, thinking what's going on. Then you wrote me a few beautiful lines, how important really this time of life and is for you right now. And not only that, we both were in Europe in the same time, and we both were in Zurich in the same time. Life is just so beautiful, and you are promoting something so important for you, and I want everybody to just hear what we'll be talking about, listening to wise woman heart and soul, and listen to her singing, because she's amazing singer-songwriter and just wonderful lady. I'm so happy to have you back, and I think from this moment on, could you one more time tell people your name and your friend name?
My name is Sherry Pettigoe, and I'm going to let him introduce himself over there, because we ran into each other yesterday, and we met in Malibu. And when I played him the song that we're both going to do today, which is so amazing, and I said, come on the show with me if you got some time. So
yeah, you got some time.
Yeah, she played the song on my guitar, actually, when she showed it to me for the first time. It was kind of like, oh, wow. My name is Philip Bloser.
Philip.
Yes.
Like you say, typical musicians world. We just like each other instantly. When we hear the sound, probably Sherry heard you playing.
And I
you
heard him singing and playing.
Oh,
and I
even,
was like, I love this voice and his talent.
Singer.
Yeah, he is.
Next time we'll have you on the show. You'll be doing for us singing and playing. But yeah, that's what I love about this world of ours. When we have something to share with each other, takes a second, and we are on the same level. Then great that you met yesterday, your friend Philip. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Actually, I my friend who's from Poland.
Oh no!
She was an opera star there. She invited me to where at the Hyatt yesterday, where he was, and he was like sitting behind me. He goes, "You're Sherry, right?" Like, oh my god! Yeah, I remember you from. This is the third time we've actually seen each other.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. Then to the growing friendships, that's first and foremost.
And he's one of the first people that heard the song I first finished it in the studio.
We are talking about the song, very, very special song. And I know we'll be talking mostly about song and the topic of the song, and then life that really brought this song to your heart. And now we have this great moment on LA Talk Radio Accent On, that probably we are premiering on, I don't know how many shows on the radio you had it and played live this song. I want to believe that it's first one, or maybe second or third time. But anyway, Sherry, before we start singing, I would love people to know a little bit more about you, because it's more to you than only today. You have great, great past. You went to Zurich for the reason, but you have really wonderful past in America. Could you tell us a little bit your life story?
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, okay. I was born in Kentucky, and I think I came out of the womb screaming and singing and rocking and rolling, because I was full of energy and full of passion. And even my mom and my dad, they both say, you were packing your bags before you even came out. And I was always on an adventure, always, my whole life, still am. And I set out to be the big star in the music world. And crazy enough, I didn't quite make it as a big star, but I had three record labels, and that I'd signed to, and all three different genres of music. I was in country when I was 18, and then I signed with, I was Kiss FM, the vice president of Kiss FM, Dan Kiley. He was the most powerful man in radio. I was his first recording artist, and they was making me into a Melissa Etheridge. They turned my music completely rock and roll, and it was so, I was like, wow, you know. And I had they brought out a voice in me in the studio I didn't even know I had. Of course, I knew I had that edge to me, but I didn't tap into it till I was pushed into it. That's kind of like the story of my life, though. And then I ended up in Europe. I'm not going to get into all that stuff, what happened, how things kind of got roadblocked. But everything in life, when the door opens but it doesn't fully open, there's usually a reason why, you know, the door didn't fully open. I probably would have destroyed myself if I would have been as successful as people were opening the door for me to become. Seriously, I think God kind of knew my crazy energy would have got me in trouble. So I think he kind of allowed me to go through the heartbreaks in the industry of the letdowns and being so close to superstardom, so close, and to be so frustrated. I'm like, oh, you know. But see, God always looks at the heart. And I know I bring God into everything because I'm so spiritual. Yeah. And I just always know that there's a reason for everything. And I went into Europe in 2009 to tour, singing, writing the songs, you know, singing the songs that I wrote. And I got discovered by a very famous rock band. And I ended up writing on that record in Switzerland. And it went triple platinum twice. And I was a writer on the record. And they called the record Need to Believe. It was on a band called Gotthard. And very powerful story of how that all went down. But anyway, I hadn't been to Switzerland in probably 5 years. And I was over there just recently singing the song in front of real estate people in Zurich at a conference. And it was just an incredible reunion of my soul to be there. And I got to see the band while I was there, because they just happened to be performing an hour from Zurich. So
brought you together.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just your path, you know. Life's short, so every our paths are so beautiful if we allow God to direct them. And I just kind of always been a faith girl my whole life, you know. I've crazy faith, really. I kind of took crazy ventures. Why I went to Switzerland is I had a breakup with a guy that I had a heartbreak, actually. So I said, I'm going to another country just to get away, to get over this guy.
That was 2000-something or no?
2009, yeah.
2009.
That's when I was there just singing my songs, and this lead guitar player is in the audience, hears me singing, and introduced me to the lead singer, and the rest was history.
Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, he was like, I think there's something that you guys, I love your lyrics, I love your voice. He actually came up to me with tears in his eyes and told me I had the most, he called me an angel. He said, you got one of the most beautiful angelic voices I've ever heard.
Aww.
And he said, and your lyrics have really touched me. So, you know, that was kind
of...
Yeah,
you cannot write this type of
stuff. You can't. I had a bitter...
You try to heal yourself from a heartbreak, and you just say, okay, I have my guitar, I'll be playing. And then you meet people, and they change your life, you know, maybe forever or for a pretty long time in your life. And now you are back. Okay, I don't want you to jump so fast through your life, but I will let you, because I think it's the beginning of the show and we have something very important to promote and just talk about. When you wrote to me, you said, yes, Ilona, I have this song. It's a very important song and it's a bigger theme about that. You started talking about song. Do you want to play the song first, or you want to tell us about a bigger
I think I'll tell you about it first, because how it came about a year and a half ago. You know, I've been around the industry, the film industry, around a lot of actors. I've even acted in some projects, you know, realizing that I didn't like being on the set for 12, 13 hours. So I was like, no, I don't think this is for me. I have too much energy. I'll go crazy sitting here waiting to do two lines. Anyway, so I had dated this guy. It was my dating thing again, in the music world in Nashville. And experienced, let's just put it this way. He was the last of what I would call the Mohicans. Because I realized through this guy that I'd been dating my dad my whole life.
Oh, gosh.
And when I say that, it took me to go through what I went through with this guy. He was pretty famous, and I kind of chased him, you know, when I first heard him singing. It's a whole story in my screenplay. It's pretty comical, actually, what happened. But when I first heard him, I was like, I just fell for him immediately. But there was things that led up to that, because he kept showing up in my life through the radio and through magazines I'd be before, and I didn't know who this guy was because I wasn't really following that type of music at the time. And then when I met him, I was at an event that wasn't even had anything to do with music at all. And I was like, who is this guy? Not realizing it was the guy that I'd been hearing his music and I had been seeing his picture. I didn't know who he was.
And you put all of this together.
But his story was so powerful of what he went through. He was a foster kid. And he had a lot of craziness that happened to him in his life. Now, the thing that I think drew me to him was his heart. You know, he had a real. My dad was very. Everybody loved my father, but my father could not emotionally, on the stage of what my dad did, he could just be the best. But when it got down to the heart issue of emotions and being, talking about his heart or getting close to you, allowing you in that space, it was a wall.
Even for his own child, he had trouble to communicate with you?
Yeah, big time. My dad to this day, he has a hard time talking about emotional things. Well, the same thing was with this guy that I met. Yeah. Even though he could be on stage talking about it, but when you got intimate about things that heart matters, there would be that wall. And a lot of anger would show up. You know, and I was like, oh, wow, I'm dating my dad here. But I didn't realize it till my dad went in the hospital with a 5-bypass heart surgery 2 years ago. And then my dad never talked about his father. My dad's father died in the hospital. So my dad was trying to escape the hospital, saying he had heartburn when he had a heart attack.
Yeah, so
I realized then, because I got my dad to talk about his dad, who I didn't know much about. So my dad lost him when he was 9. So then I never saw my dad shed a tear. So then my dad started opening up, talking about his dad. Then I realized, oh, this is what it is. This is what is going on with my dad. Oh, and it made me able to then realize why this other guy was acting the way he was. You know, irrational and crazy.
I know what you're saying. Dad had some probably big pain. When he lost his father, a 9-year-old boy, and he maybe locked himself into trying to be a hero, maybe for mother, for family, who knows. Mm-hmm. And it's really, we mostly don't have a time to know somebody better, understand why they act how they act. And what is the scariest moment for me, because like you mentioned before, seems like a lot of people have father's issue.
They do.
Father issue. Mm-hmm. Like I say, I was lucky one. I had amazing father until he died. But history is, you know, going forward. And my daughter has problem with her father, big one, abundance, and just not being present for so many years. I was not even talking how to find connection back. But you mentioned something that you think through your song, which people react like that instantly to words and the way how you sing. We'll be listening to the song in a moment. But people want to know your story more. because like you said, you are a singer-songwriter. You didn't plan on writing movie.
No, I didn't even know how to write a film. I didn't know how to write a screenplay.
And that's what I love to talk about a little bit longer, because I hope people who watch us and listening to us, some people have dreams, some people mm-hmm. don't know how to, and they stop themselves from doing so many things in life. But because we are all so creative, even my business is Ilona Europa Creative, because we all do so many things. Even when you never wrote any screen, you decided, why not? I need to do it. Did you question yourself?
Oh, yeah. I started looking it up about going to a screenwriting class, and then I went to several different things just to kind of, I sit in the back, you know, because all these people were screenwriters, and I was the only one who wasn't. And I met this one gentleman that really was like a Penn Deschamps. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. He wrote The Thieves of Robin Hood, you know, that, and he also wrote the another big film. And I was in his group, because they put you in groups at these screenwriting things. And he was talking about how people do their cards, and they put everything out on cards, and they lay it out, and they just write it. Write your story, but put it on cards, and you'll block it out, and you'll be able to piece it together. I'm going, oh, that sounds complicated.
Yeah.
You know? But the one thing he said that really stood out to me, he goes, write your passion. And keep it moving. Don't let it become boring. Just write your passion. Write what's... And I have no problem. I'm a very passionate person, so I have a lot to say, right? So I was like, I can write my passion. He said, don't get caught up in too much technical, but yet, you know, there is a guideline to writing. Well, I was in Nashville singing at a theater group. They had a band there, and I had just came out in a book. I had a chapter in a book, and I was they wanted me to sell the book, but I didn't have any books on order with me. So they said, well, go over to this guy's place, and he'll print out your pre-order forms for you before you go in to do the show, right? So I go over there, and he's got this final draft program up on his screen. And I'm like, is that for screenwriting?
Wow.
He goes, yeah. He says, I write books, but I've also been writing, I've written a couple screenplays. Well, I've known this guy for a while. He managed some pretty famous people in country music, but I had no idea he did any of this. 10 pages later, we've got the beginning of my screenplay. I was there to like 1 o'clock in the morning. We had 10 pages. He helped me write this. He helped me write my story. Because I didn't know how to do final draft and how to do the exteriors, the interiors. There's a whole lot to writing a screenplay. It's not just about sitting down and writing your story. It's a lot of mapping out all the little...
Different from book writing.
Well, yeah, because you can write your story, but you've also got to put it in the right format. It's like writing a song. You can write a song, but you got to have your verse and your chorus and your bridge. I mean, you can write these songs that just go on for days but never have a chorus.
Nobody will
listen,
probably.
But they're not going to sell. So that's how it all began, was right there. But we wrote 10 pages. And then I started writing the music. I really finished the music before I actually finished the screenplay. It took 3 months, though. Hmm. 3 months, and it was all finished.
Now, we have the title of the song, which is pretty good title and self-explanatory. Could you give us the title?
The title is called Father Me.
Wonderful title. Really, really says right away everything probably what your books or screenwriting talent will show soon. And now we have the song. You mentioned a little bit conflict or problem with your daddy or communication issues with your dad. And then you mentioned also about healing process, that we need to allow ourselves to open heart for the moment that we really want to feel like we want to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people maybe never will have this need, or they just don't let themselves to just be at peace in the heart. You have your dad still with you, yes?
I do.
Does
I
he
do.
Know
and
that you are
blessed.
writing the song? Did he heard?
No, he's not heard any of this. He has no idea I've written a screenplay.
Oh, wow.
And I've been it's coming up on Father's Day, and I've written several songs for the actual screenplay. I've got another one called Melodies and Memories. I just finished it in Nashville because I just came back from Nashville last week. But no, I saw my dad. when I was home. But it's really hard to be alone with my dad because my dad's remarried, and my stepmom's quite a bit younger than my dad, and she's very possessive of my dad.
Huh.
So it's kind of hard to get alone with my dad.
Yeah.
You know, to
another wall that you need to break. How many walls?
And I have a stepsister too who thinks my dad is really her dad.
Yeah.
You know, so I've had to deal with those issues, and I had to really just not. You know, he's pretty close to my. Interestingly enough, she lost her dad when she was 9.
Oh.
So they have something in common.
Yeah.
You know, and I remind my dad of his dad because I play music, and my dad's father was a musician. I do everything that his dad did, and I never wondered. I always wonder why my dad was not supportive of my music. I never knew why
he was so suppressed in me.
I was like, why can't you just be
happy for me and let me be?
You need to come home and get a real job. It was always that's in the screenplay too. Come home and get a real job. I'm like, oh man, you know. It was
okay, we are talking about your daddy. Can we ask you for his name?
No, I better not say that.
Okay.
I better not.
Sorry, Daddy. So every dad that daughters and sons have issues with, this song, I think we can dedicate. Father's Day is coming. If we can make somebody's life just nicer and maybe some problems can get resolved because you sing so beautifully and the words and lyrics are beautiful for this song, then I think it's a time to hear your song, Father Me.
Tell me where to begin. I'm down on the floor, on my knees again, searching for that missing person whose blood flows inside of me. Can you hear me now? Or is the distance too loud? You're the only place that I feel safe. Daddy, open your arms. Your eyes are looking through me. I know you can make person I'm supposed to be. Show me how to forgive and teach me how to believe. Come erase the rage and pain of what he couldn't be. And Father me, Father me. I wanted to hate you for the things you didn't do. I'm left here by myself, and I blame me for losing you. I finally gave in, crying, Father, forgive him, for we know not what we do. Daddy, open your arms. Your eyes are looking through me. I know you can make me the person I'm supposed to be. Show me how to forgive and teach me how to believe. Come erase the rage and pain of what he couldn't be. And Father me, Father me. Father to the fatherless, I finally understand. You took the nail out of my heart and placed it in your hands. Daddy, open your arms. Your eyes are looking through me. I know you can make me the person I'm supposed to be. And teach me how to believe. Come erase the rage and pain of what he couldn't be. And Father me, Father me.
beautiful. I love your face when you are singing this song. You have closed eyes, but your whole face is smiling. Then, did you forgive Father completely?
Oh, yeah.
Are you okay with everything that was going on?
I didn't just forgive my dad. I forgave all the guys that I dated that all had father issues. And because when you finally realize it's not you,
yeah,
it's not you, it's them.
Them, they have problems.
Yeah, because I took it all on myself, going, what's wrong with me?
But mostly girls, especially,
oh,
I think daughters,
wow,
when
yeah,
they have trouble to communicate with dad, or just they don't see dad anymore because they disappear, and Father's Day is coming, then please, dads, think about maybe children. It's different with wives because you can leave wife, but you know, with children it's a much different story. Then I think it's special for daughter and father relationship. It's very tough. We want to be loved like crazy. This is a first man,
yeah,
that we trust and believe in, and that is strongest probably personality that we want them to love us. And when they disappear on is no contact, it's like, what's wrong with me? Not what's wrong with them.
And women like to communicate. Females are communicators.
So true.
And when you're with a guy who doesn't communicate his feelings and there's a wall there, you will, if you're a very passionate person, you're like, you know, communicate, you know. And I think that's why I became so close in my spiritual walk with God, because I really, thank God I did, because, you know, how, and I've come to see this in so many people's lives, how we view how our earthly father has treated us is sometimes how we view our heavenly father treats us. If we feel like our earthly dad doesn't care or he's too busy, then we feel like, well, God, there's a lot of people in the world. God, why would God think about me? There's so many other people to think about. So he's not thinking about little old me over here in the corner. You know, because, and I didn't really have that mindset. I'm so grateful I didn't. I was just the opposite. I thought I got so close to my heavenly father that I could just, I just knew his presence was with me. And it truly has shown me, because I've been all over this world and I am never alone and I never feel alone no matter where I go. And I have been, many mentors in my life been like fathers to me. Mm. You know, I've got a lot that have been like fathers that have came into my life and, you know, been like Bob Yorkus. He's not like the number one stuntman in the world. He's like in his 80s. He has been like a dad to me. I mean, he's here in Los Angeles.
You could tell him everything.
Oh, I can. Well, just always supportive. Came to all my shows. You know, I mean, there was a time where I got my car stolen and I moved out of my place because I was afraid to live there anymore. And it was, no, actually, it was on Woodman. And I, a girl
yeah,
in the building next to us, a guy broke in and attacked her. And so I actually moved into Bob's house temporarily until I found another place. And he was just like, always there. Took me to the airport. Matter of fact, he took me to the airport when I went to Switzerland.
Wow.
84 years old, still
wow,
kicking and still going, but yet a giver. Really a very beautiful soul, you know. And he kind of was like that father image to me. And had a second cousin who was very much like a father image to me as well.
But that's beautiful yeah, lesson also for people who listen and maybe who have heartbroken because of father issue, that we need to look for people who can give us maybe part of it, what was missing, and still open arms and say, yes, if we can bring love to us, friends, because that's really friends to you. They are, you call them your mentors. But
oh, yeah,
we need to also allow people to come to our lives and just give us this gift. You know, it's like they say, no, it's not the mother who gave you birth, it's who raised you. The same
right,
maybe with father problem. We have a lot of great people around who can teach us a lot of stuff. You got lucky and you overcome this issue. Now you have this beautiful project in your hands. What next? What will do with this screenwriting?
Well, I've had, you know, my budget is over $1 million for sure. But it's not over. It's not too big of a budget because I've got a lot of support from people. Like, I have tax credits, and I have some people that have signed letters of interest with me.
Yeah.
So that's very good. And I have some other avenues that I'm looking into that people are presenting to me right now. So I'm being open to it. You know, I didn't pitch it to any big
studios.
I didn't go that route. First and foremost, I wrote the entire soundtrack. I wrote one of the songs that with Bill Champlin, and it's actually Bill's birthday today. Bill Champlin was the lead singer of the group Chicago. And I wrote an incredible song with him and his wife Tamara. And we sit down, and it was one of those moments, you know, where I was hiking with his, and I've written with his son, Will. Will was on The Voice. Will's incredible. He actually wrote a song with him for the project as well. But the songs are just so just how the whole thing came together is just incredible, you know. And but the soundtrack,
you said
I own
months,
it, you know.
But you're working on this. That's not long. It means it was really passionate project, and you moved forward like the gentleman who asked you, don't think in a class, you know, just move forward, be passionate, and then theory will come later. That's what's happened. 3 months. Are you sure?
3 months. I wrote the screenplay in 3 months, and the music was all done in 3 months, too.
Amazing.
And then I did a stage read with actors 6 months after that. I did it here in L.A. I did the whole stage read with actors. And there was a casting director that was there, and she came up to me, and she goes, how many screenplays have you written? I go, well, this is my first one. She goes, you're kidding me, right?
Wow.
She goes, this thing has legs. That's what that was her expression. It has legs, which means movement. So I'm like, okay, thank you. You know, you know. And I was just, you know, and the response was really powerful at the stage read. And I actually learned a lot about when you sit back and listen to your project being read, you learn a lot, you know, from it. And
How many actors did you have in
We
mind?
Had 14 on stage. Some of them doubled up on the read. And, I mean, we put this thing together in 1 week and did the stage read. We had two rehearsals with, you know, just...
You're a dynamite woman. When you want to do something, seems like you really put focus...
I do.
...in a place, and it's like, okay, we'll be
I
done.
Do.
All this is the amazing time of your life, that all of these things come to the point that everything will be working well for you.
Without question, I know that this is gonna make it to the screen one way or the other. I whether it be TV, whether it be feature. My dream is to have it be feature all over the world. But you know, there's so many things right now with I go to a lot of the festivals and I listen and I learn, and I'm not being closed minded. But I also don't want the subject matter to be changed. Because I don't mind somebody making the script better. Of course, I want it to be better. But I don't want the story to lose its power.
And not being yours. Because sometimes when you bring somebody else, they say, oh, maybe we'll not focus on this. How much of real life is in your story?
Oh, it's about 75%. I had to protect one character.
I had to protect one character,
so I couldn't write it verbatim exactly the way it happened, but I wrote pretty darn close. But I had to protect this person, and so I had to fictionalize a lot of his relationship with his dad. I had to fictionalize that. But you know what's crazy is every day I woke up and I knew what I was going to write. It was like I dreamed it the night before. I knew I'd call up the guy who actually helped me put this final draft, and call him my co-writer, because he helped me. I couldn't have done it without him. I couldn't have paid the money to have found somebody to write this with. Mm-hmm. I actually was trying to find somebody to write it with, but everybody was going to charge so much money. I was like, $10,000? I can't pay $10,000 to do this, you know? So he just helped me, and I'm like, okay, you're going to get paid. There's going to be a payoff here for you. And he really put his heart into helping me put this pen to paper, and
he will not do it. He will not see very strong story there.
Well, you know what was interesting in the writing of this for him is that he was married to a famous country artist who he actually managed as well, and his time, and he's older than me, and it helped heal him. He cried during this because she had father issues, and it was why they divorced.
She was closed to him, yes.
And it really, and now he's written a book about it. So it,
wow, full circle.
I'm telling you, the whole thing was, and it's been, you build it, they come. When you just got to make the first step. You just got to make the step.
Is anything that we can help with? We have listeners, and we have people who are watching us right now. How we can get in touch with you? Maybe people have some ideas. Maybe they have money that they want to invest. Maybe, I don't know. We need to believe that people have always something to offer. I'm not sure if you are looking for some help.
Well, I mean, I'm not the type of person to say I don't need help with anything, because if I didn't say I didn't need help, I would have never written this, because my pride would have kept me from writing it. Because it was not easy for me to sit down and write this, and it's not easy for me to ask for money.
Yeah.
Because I've always been in a position in my whole life where I've always kind of took care of everybody myself, and I've always been the giver most of my life.
But now this is a project. Is like a baby was born. I think you need to care about baby schooling, clothing, and that's your responsibility. It has nothing to do anymore with Sherry. You are raising money for the project that is not only yours. Right now it's the world.
That's exactly
world's
right.
Project, and I think hopefully you need to think this way, because it's only one way. You need to push and knock to the doors and just proudly present what you have in your hands. It's just your baby, and go let it breathe, you know.
My vision is to have a foundation attached to it as well.
Oh, wow.
Because I've already started a podcast, Father Me the Movie podcast, where I've been inviting people to come on my podcast to talk about their dads, to talk about whether it be a negative or positive.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've got people that are coming on now that actually weren't fathers to their children who are now fathers to their children. And I'm doing the reverse. You know, it's not just they're bringing the healing of where they've come from. So and I've got one girl coming on. She says, I don't even know who my dad is. And she said, I've never in my life talked about my dad. This is my first. She said, I can't even really talk about him because I don't know who he is. But she says, I'm going to come on and talk about this because I think it's going to heal me when I do. Yeah. I'm going to go, wow. So I've started the podcast. I started that 2 weeks ago.
Where we can listen?
It's on iTunes. Father Me, the Movie podcast.
Wonderful.
And it's under my name, Sherry Pedigo, P-E-D-I-G-O. And people can reach me. I mean, they can email me, Sherry at SherryPedigo.com. And
Facebook, of course.
Instagram, and I'm on LinkedIn. I do a lot of LinkedIn stuff. In Zurich, they're very big in Europe on LinkedIn.
Yes, they like
so, and I'm glad that I've had a LinkedIn page for a long time, because I've started it years ago, and I'm glad that I did. I didn't actively use it till now. But
now
it's handy. It's a great avenue to meet people, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
In business, especially.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I if somebody wants to come on my podcast, or if they want to just email me, I'm here.
Wonderful. There's everybody or anybody who would like to really talk about fathers in a good way, maybe not so good way, or just like we're talking about, women like to communicate. We really like to talk instead of guessing. Then I think of having a walls. Then everybody who would like to talk, please go and check on iTunes again, podcast, under a name of the song, Father Me?
Yeah, Father Me the Movie.
The movie. Father Me the Movie. Mm-hmm. Okie dokie. Oh, that's... No, it's uplifting, because really it's not so heavy. I was thinking that this would be much, much more heavy topic, but I think we see good light coming through our conversation. Everything could be really, in the end, much easier on us.
When there's healing, the heaviness lifts. It just does.
It's very hard to live with heavy feelings.
Oh, it's cancerous to the
body. It's very hard. Very, very hard.
And none of us need to go through life wasted on a heavy burden carrying for the rest of our lives and never heal and never receive the beauty that God intended us to live.
Wow. It's not end of the show, but that was a perfect, perfect moment, Sherry. Okay. I know you have a lot of songs that we want to hear from you, and you promise you'll be playing another one. But before you start singing, I would like to talk to your friend a little bit. You are here, like I say, you met 2 days ago. It's amazing. Now you will be friends forever, because our show is a very good beginning also. Could you tell us a little bit more about you?
Sure. Well, I am a musician here in Los Angeles. I can't say I've played on anything groundbreaking. I've collaborated with a few different bands. The project that I just finished up in November was a Christian worship project. It was called We Live Forever. Mm-hmm. And the band manager is a guy named Robert Steele. And the project actually was collaborative, because not only did we have musicians that came into the studio and recorded, but he would send the song samples around the world, different countries, and they would all send samples back of them playing that song. And so we actually made a music video of people playing the songs that we wrote. All around the world. It was really cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and the project is We Live Forever. It's on Instagram. It's on Facebook. And I contributed to that project. And,
wonderful. But you are working a musician. How many years you are in this business?
I wouldn't say professionally, but I've been a musician on and off for 18 years. I've been playing guitar for 18 years. And that last project I just mentioned was one that had been in the process for like a year and a half, 2 years, and we finally completed it. And Sherry, as she said earlier, I met her 6 months ago?
6 months ago in Malibu.
And she played her song on my guitar.
On your guitar.
Yeah, on my guitar. And then we ran into each other 2 days ago.
And now you are with us. It's beautiful, beautiful. Then you are doing something outside of being a guitarist?
Sherry kind of opened up a little bit about her faith. I am a Christian, and so I'm actually involved in ministry right now. I just helped with a church plant. The church that I'm with is called At the Well, and we just planted a church in Westlake.
Oh.
And so my ultimate call is in ministry is to be a pastor, and music is just a tool of mine, and all I can say is I'm the Lord's instrument, so...
Wow, look at you, Sherry. Did we know that maybe you have a future pastor?
No, I didn't.
That's a pretty big dream and very serious one. Because if you want to really have this amazing contact with people, and that's what we say, we really need to communicate, that's like a gift that is given, of course. Oh, send it to us from above. Did you have already a chance to speak to bigger group of people?
So I'm also a worship leader. I've played with a number of different church groups and Bible studies. I was on a missions trip two missions trips, one to Thailand in October 2015, and then one to the Philippines in June of 2016. And that was my first time actually preaching in front of people with no experience whatsoever, no training whatsoever. And we reached out to, I think, about 3,000 people. And I think me personally, I spoke to, I'd say a little over 200 people. So, but hey, you know, it's like sometimes you just go straight in.
Absolutely. That's what is to being great entertainer. Also, we never question. We are there when people want us to sing. I think your message need to be heard by everybody. That's a big dream, very big dream. It's like a great teacher. You need to really have followers, and you need to really follow beautifully. And youth is something that probably you'll be focusing on, I'm hoping, because the young people are so lost at here. We just came back from Europe, and I'm not sure that you feel the same way.
Oh, I totally feel the same way.
It breaks my heart.
Yeah, me too.
I just met so many parents with children who speak three languages. Mm-hmm. They open door for parents. They take the, you know, no problem helping with buying stuff in stores, and they're hanging. No, mama is not carrying all these bags. The children are doing, and they have backpacks, and they speak beautifully to parents. They scoop stuff from the table. I'm like, okay, what a world I'm living in here. It's just a little different. Something is missing in our culture right now. Then children all think like they don't need to anymore be respectful towards parents, or parents completely are forgetting how much you really need to teach children respect. Not only for them, because respect needs to be earned, but for everybody on the street, you know, in a school. And what's going on in America right now, the school shooting, you have big job to do. Big job to do, equally to music, equally to us talking about this. But I think, wow, big, big job in front of you. Good luck with that, because we need people with good news and good heart and gold mouth that they can really connect with us. And now we have you here, and now we have another song. What will be this song about?
I was sitting there debating which one I should do. I That's I wrote this cute song called
cute song.
Love Me.
Love Me. We like it.
You can't love anybody till you love yourself.
That's so true.
And it took me a long time to figure that out. Let's see if I can remember how to play it. I love Lucy and her suits and ties. I love pretty feet and green cat eyes. I love Jesus and John Wayne too. Elvis in the ghetto, how about you? I love flowers that bloom in June. I love singers and songs in tune. I love purple and I love pink. I love children cause they make me think. I was born to be thankful. I was born to believe that to love everybody I must love me, yeah, yeah. And I was born to be happy. I was born to be free and to love. And I love Nashville and I love LA. And I love the country, but I surely love that bay. And I love music, cause it moves my soul. Amazing grace. I love growing old yet, staying young. And I was born to be thankful. I was born to believe. And that to love everybody, I must love me. Yeah, yeah. And I was born to be happy. I was born to be free. And to love everybody, I must love me.
I love this song. The lyrics are amazing. You can paint pictures with your words. So pretty, so positive.
Thank you.
So sweet. I love it. I love it. Yes, we need to love first
That's
ourselves.
Right.
How can you? A lot of people have problem with this.
Oh,
they don't
yeah.
know how. And I don't know, another show. If people, again, one more time, we are getting closer to end of our show, would like to talk to you, we can get you
at Sherry, Sherry Pettigo. Okay, Sherry at sherrypettigo.com. And my last name is spelled Pedigo. That's my email. And you can also reach me on Instagram. And my name is Sherry Pettigo on Instagram and Facebook as well.
Sounds so, like easy yeah. job. And if everybody would like to hear over and over both of the songs, they are very important songs. And two different one. I love it. Please tune in our show again over and over on LA Talk Radio. Please go to the archive and just scroll down. On the top will be our today's show. Obviously, I will be posting a link to the shows also on our Facebook. And when it comes to you, if somebody would like to talk to you, Philip, how we can find you?
I am on Facebook. I'm also on Instagram, and I am on Twitter as well. You know, I have a YouTube channel, but I haven't put anything on my YouTube channel in
Time
years.
Time to think about this. So. And again, your name, then how we can find you?
Philip Bloser.
How you spell your
name? P-H-I-L-I-P, last name B as in boy, L, OESER.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And then for today, I think this is it, but maybe I will play 1 second of the song. Ah, where is the song? Which is my song, and I know you will like it because it's called Dance and Pray, and it's got a little rock and also unusual sound to it, and guitars were played by Jeff Floro, who is coming right after my show with his big show all about guitars. Thank you, Dan. Love is in the air. Friendships is in the air, and we're all helping each other to create great music, I hope. The Dance and Pray, Ilona Europa, from a moment and until next Monday.
Listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.